Rabbi Osai, Parshas Vayishlach tells us about Shimon and Levi and their conversation with Shechem and Hamor. Shimon and Levi say, "Ach bezos neos lachem im tihu chamonu lihimo lachem kol zachar." Akiva, are you leaning this week?
Yeah.
Oh, kibabik. Okay, so ach bezos neos lachem. Only on this condition we will acquiesce to you if you'll be like us to have every male circumcised. So there's a fascinating allusion or usage of this pasuk in the Yerushalmi in Brachos Perek Ches Halacha Vav. So Yosef, listen to this. The Mishnah in Brachos says, "Ein mevarchin al haner ad sheyeosu leora." We don't make a bracha on the candle for havdalah ad sheyeosu leora. Ad sheyeosu leora, until they are yeosu for its light. What does the word yeosu mean? So the Yerushalmi quotes Rav, who says that the Mishnah means Yeosu with an Aleph. Yud Aleph Vav Saf Vav. Yeosu with an Aleph. And it quotes the Pasuk in this week's Parsha to tell us what the word means. It says, just like it says in the Pasuk, Ach Bezos Neos Lachem, with an Aleph. So what's the meaning of Yeosu and Neos? It means, find favor, please, benefit. Until you benefit from the light of the Havdalah candle. Then the Yerushalmi quotes another opinion, Shmuel, who says that no, the Mishnah should say Yeosu with an ayin. Yeosu with an ayin. And what does that mean? So the Mefarshim explain that Yeosu with an ayin is from the word ace. Ayin with an the word ace is time. And that means that ad sheyeosu la'oro, we make Havdalah on a candle only at a time when we can distinguish night from day, right? And Motzei Shabbos at night. So this pasuk of Ach Bezos Neos Lachem is a proof for the position of Rav that the Mishnah means that we don't make the bracha on the Ner Shel Havdalah, on the Havdalah candle, until we get benefit from its light. And that's how we paskin, that's how the Bavli paskins Yeosu is with an Aleph, until we get benefit from the light. So based on this pasuk, I wanted to discuss with you today the sugya of the Ner Shel Havdalah, the Havdalah candle, and the bracha of Borei Me'orei Ha'ish. And we're going to ask three questions, as we usually do. First of all, what's the source that we make the bracha of Borei Me'orei Ha'ish on a candle on Motzoi Shabbos? Number two, what type of bracha is this? Borei Me'orei Ha'ish, Yonatan. What type of bracha is this? And number three, so Yonatan Farkas, when we say that we have to get Hana'ah from the Ner, what does it mean? What type of hana? What type of hana do you need to get? So let's go to the very beginning. The makar David for the for Ner Shel Havdalah and Borei Me'orei Ha'ish. The Gemara Pesachim, Daf Nun Gimel Amid Beis to Nun Dalet Amid Aleph, cites the position of Shmuel. And Aaron Shmuel says that we're mevarchin al haner only on Motzai Shabbos. Why only on Motzai Shabbos? So Reuben, it's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Adam Harishon the wisdom to produce fire on Motzai Shabbos. That's when Adam Harishon created fire. So as a commemoration to Adam Harishon creating fire on Motzai Shabbos, we make the bracha of Borei Me'orei Ha'ish on Motzai Shabbos. And in fact, the Yerushalmi Perek Ches Halacha Hei in Brachos actually says that Adam Harishon himself said the bracha of Borei Me'orei Ha'ish on Motzai Shabbos. Now, we also need to keep in mind another reason why we do why we use a ner on Motzai Shabbos, and this applies as well to Motzai Yom HaKippurim. The Medrash in Bereishis Rabba Hanan, so it tells us that on Motzai Yom HaKippurim, we use a ner because on Yom Kippur, we can't use fire. We can't use fire on Yom Kippur, even for Ochal Nefesh, right? So since we can't use fire on Yom Kippur, we make a bracha on the fire when we can use it again. And the same is true for Shabbos. Of course, on Shabbos, no heter v'ochal nefesh. On Yom Kippur, no heter v'ochal nefesh. So we make the bracha after those days on a ner. Now, there is a difference between the ner that we use for Shabbos and the ner that we use for Yom HaKippurim. So, David, on Yom Kippur, we use what we call a ner sheshavas, which is a fire that was already kindled prior to Yom Kippur. It was already lit prior to Yom Kippur. We use that candle specifically. Why? Because we want to show that this candle that we couldn't use on Yom Kippur, now we can use it. Now that Yom Kippur is over, now we can use it. On Shabbos, you don't need such a candle. You could even light a new match. You could light a new fire. Why? Because we also have the reason that we're trying to commemorate Adam Harishon's fire, which he produced from scratch by rubbing stones together. Yeah? So therefore, on Shabbos, we don't need what we call a ner sheshavetz. So that's the source for the bracha of borei me'orei ha'ish. Now, Yoel, I want to talk about the type of bracha that borei me'orei ha'ish is. So the Rishonim argue about how to categorize the bracha, how to describe the bracha of borei me'orei ha'ish. The Ramban, as well as most Rishonim, hold that this bracha is what we call a berkas shevach vehodah. This is a bracha that we use to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for providing us with fire and allowing us to use the advantages of the fire and the heat of the fire. The Ramban says that it cannot be a birkas hanehenim. It cannot be a bracha on a benefit, even though if you make a bonfire and you heat yourself up next to the bonfire, that feels good, that heats you up. Maybe you should have said that was a hana'a. Maybe we should say it's a birkas hanehenim. Says the Ramban, no, because birkas hanehenim, the Ramban gives us a yesod, a foundational concept. He says that birkas hanehenim is limited to types of hana'a that penetrate the body, Aaron. Types of hana'ah that actually get into the body, something like food, something like smell. But heat, says the Ramban, is just based on the external interaction between the person and the heat that we're not going to make a birkas hanehenim on. So therefore, the Ramban says this must be a birkas shevach vehodah. And based on this, the Ramban explains another halacha that we find in the Gemara in Pesachim, which tells us that if you don't have a ner, you can make Havdalah without the Nair. You don't have to go searching after the candle in order to procure it. Ein mechazrin achar haner. Why not? Says the Ramban. Well, it's like a Birkas Shevach Vehodah. The same way that you're not obligated to take a trip to a special place where you would say a bracha on that place, so too, you're not obligated to search after the Nair. But if you have the Nair, so then you make the Birkas Shevach Vehodah on it. However, others disagree with the Ramban and tell us that the bracha of Me'orei Ha'esh is actually a birkas hanehenim. It's a bracha on the benefit of the fire. This is from the Sefer HaMe'oros, one of the Provençal Rishonim, Brachos Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph. And he says that just as we make a bracha on food, just like we make a bracha on smell, so too we make a bracha on the light and the heat that the fire gives us. So then you could ask the question, well, so why do you only do it on Motzei Shabbos? Why not every time that you light a fire, you should have to make a bracha? So he says, no, because throughout the rest of the week, we have constant benefit from the fire. It's always available. We have constant benefit from it. But on Shabbos, when there's a clear break, because we can't use the fire, so then we need a new bracha, right? It's just like for Birkas Hanenin, we make the bracha only when there's been a hefsek from the hana'ah, only when there's been a break in the action from the benefit. So it says the Sefer HaMe'oros, you only make it on Motzoi Shabbos because that's when there's a break in the benefit on Shabbos. There's a wild nafkamina that really highlights the difference between these two approaches, between the Ramban and the Sefer HaMe'oros, which is what happens to someone, Shmuley, what happens to someone who doesn't make Havdalah on Motzoi Shabbos? Okay? He doesn't make Havdalah on Motzoi Shabbos, he makes Havdalah on Monday. Yeah? So the Gemara Pesachim, Dav Kuf Vav, says that that person doesn't use a candle when he makes Havdalah on Monday. So what exactly does the Gemara mean? So Pashtus of the Gemara is that you don't use a candle at all. Ki yuzeh. Right? You just do Havdalah without the candle. And that's indeed the way that we paskin. However, the Sefer HaMichdom, Pesachim, Dav Kuf Vav, Medalef, so he says that actually you... What the Gemara means is that you don't use a ner on Monday only if you already made the bracha of borei me'orei ha'esh on Motzei Shabbos separate from the Havdalah, right? Let's say you didn't have a cup of wine. So you didn't make the Havdalah because you didn't have a cup of wine. But you could still say the bracha of borei me'orei ha'esh by itself. Actually, we do that on Motzei Tisha B'Av, on Tisha B'Av, Motzei Shabbos, right? We're not going to say, we don't say a bracha on wine, we can't drink, but we do make the bracha of borei me'orei ha'esh, yeah? So the Sefer HaMichdom says that what the Gemara is saying is that if you already said the bracha of borei me'orei ha'esh, then don't repeat that bracha when you then make Havdalah on Tuesday. But if you didn't make the bracha of borei me'orei ha'esh, then of course you say it, even on Tuesday. Wow. Why? Because according to the Sefer HaMichdom and the Sefer HaMe'oros, all of the Chachmei Provence, what they're saying is that it's a birkas hanenin. It's a bracha on the hana'ah from the ish. Well, once you stopped getting Hana on Shabbos, the next time that you get Hana from the Ish, you have to make a bracha. I don't care whether it's Motzei Shabbos, it's Sunday, it's Monday, it's Tuesday, you have to make a bracha on the Ish. Whereas according to the other Rishonim, no. This is a Birkas Shevach Vehoda that was established specifically for Motzei Shabbos because that's when we have the commemoration to Adam HaRishon. If you pass that time of commemoration to Adam HaRishon, then you can no longer say the bracha. And that's indeed how we paskin. So how does this machlokas between the Rishonim about how to categorize the bracha of Borei Me'orei Yo'esh as a Birkas Shevach Vehoda or as a Birkas Hanenin, how does it impact the type of Hana Yisrael? How does it impact the type of Hana that we need? So the Gemara in Brachos, we quoted this earlier, says, the Mishnah Brachos says, that we say the bracha only ad sheyeosu la'oro, once you get benefit from the candle. So you have to get benefit from the candle. Now, why do you need to get benefit from the candle? Well, it depends on what type of bracha this is. If it's a Birkas Hanehenin, so then that's why you need to get Hana, because the bracha is on the Hana. So you have no bracha if you have no Hana. So you need the Hana in order to be mechayev the bracha. But what about if it's a Birkas Shevach Vehoda? Why do I need Hana? Why can't I just say Birkas Shevach Vehoda even if there's a fire in the room? So, in fact, that may have been one of the opinions in the Gemara. The Gemara has a machlokas between Rav and Rava. Brachos nun gimel amid beis. So the Gemara says that according to Rav, as long as there's a candle that would light up the room, even if you would not get Hana from that candle, if the candle provides Hana, if it's a Hana providing candle, then you can make the bracha on it. Even if you yourself don't get the Hana. Rava says, no, you yourself need to be able to get that Hana from the candle. And we passing like Rava, that in order to be Yotzi, the bracha of Borei Me'orei Ha'esh, you yourself have to get the Hana. So I don't understand. If it's a Birkas Shevach Vehoda, then why do I need the Hana? Why do I need the benefit? I should just be able to see the fire. Ah, I saw a fire on Motzei Shabbos. That reminds me, Adam HaRishon, let me say a bracha. Yeah? So my Rebbe, Rav Rosenzweig Shlita, often talks about Hana as what he calls a mitzarif. A mitzarif is something that creates a bond, a connection between a person and an event or an object or an experience. So the idea here is that the role of the Hana'a is that it binds you to the fire. It says that's not just like a random fire in this room, but there's a connection between the person and the fire. The fire has an impact on the person. It's within his experience. And now I'm chayev to say the Birkas Shevach Vehoda. If I don't have that tziruf, if the fire lies beyond my purview, it doesn't even impact me at all, so then I can't say the Birkas Shevach Vehoda. I need the Hana'a so that the fire impacts me, and then I could say, I should respond. I should respond with Shevach Vehoda to Hashem. So halach l'maisa, we paskin like Rava, that a person needs to get actual benefit. And the Rambam, based on the Gemara, and this is codified in Shulchan Aruch, says that the actual benefit is the ability to distinguish between two types of coins. That candle should provide enough light that you could distinguish between an Isar and a Pundion, two types of candles. And the Mishnah Berurah in Reish Tzadiches, Sifkat and Yud Gimel, points out that anybody who wants to be Yotzei with the Bracha needs to actually get this benefit. So you can't stand far away from the candle and be Yotzei with the Ner. If you want to be Yotzei with that Ner, you need to be near the candle such that you would be able to distinguish between these two types of coins. Now here is an amazing, amazing Shaila. And I think this is going to tie back to our fundamental discussion. When you get the Hana'a from the candle, Yonatan, should you get the Hana'a first and then say the Bracha? Or should you say the Bracha and then get the Hana'a? So I think this is going to revolve on whether we consider the bracha to be a Birkas Shevach Vehoda or a Birkas Hanenin. A Birkas Hanenin, do you say the bracha first or you get the Hana first? When you eat an apple, what do you do first? Eat or bracha? You say the bracha first. So just like you say the bracha before eating the apple, if we view Birkas Me'orei Ha'esh as a Birkas Hanenin like the Chachmei Provence, then what should you do? You should make the bracha first and then get the Hana'a. And in fact, that's how Rav Yaakov Endin paskind. That's how the Gra paskind. And Rav Moshe says to do that. However, if you think that the bracha is a Birkas Shevach Vehoda, So then maybe actually you should dafka get the hana'ah first. Ein mevarchin al haner ad sheyei osu le'oro. Why? Because if the whole purpose of the hana'ah is to be mitzaref you to this ner, for the ner to have an impact on you, and you're responding with a shevach ve'odah, so then the impact needs to happen first, no? Oh, so therefore, you should dafka get the hana'ah first and then make the bracha. And that's what Rav Nachshu Noigon implies, is brought in the Beis Yosef, and the Mishnah Berurah himself in Reish Tzadi Vav, Seif Lamed Aleph, says also that you should first get the benefit and then you should say the bracha. So this turns on whether the bracha is considered a Birkas Shevach Ve'odah or a Birkas Hanenin. I saw in Rav Rimon Shlita's Sefer, beautiful Sefer in Hilchos Shabbos, Rav Rimon quoted from his Rebbe, Rav Lichtenstein, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, that he was machmir like both opinions, or he tried to satisfy both opinions. What he did was, he looked at he first got the hana, then he made the bracha, and then he got the hana again. Now, how do you get the hana? So we know the practice about looking at the fingernails. That's based on a medrash that says that looking at the fingernails is, first of all, it's a way to distinguish between the nails and the skin, just like between two coins. And also it's a simin bracha because the nails grow a lot, and therefore it's a simin bracha that we should get a lot of bounty. And the tour also brings a practice that not only should one look at his nails, but also look at the palms. So therefore what the Rama says to do is we bend our fingers into our palms, and we look at the nails and the palm at the same time, based with the light of the candle. That's the hana that's given. So what Rav Lichtenstein would do is he would look at his fingernails and palms first, then say the bracha, and then look at them again. Mishnah Berurah also cites a practice based on Kabbalah to straighten the fingers and then look at the nails afterwards again. Now, why is it that we specifically make a bracha on Ish? On the creation of fire. Why not any other creation? Trees, fruits, whatever it is. Before, I mean, not when you eat them, but just seeing them, right? Flowers.
When you plant it. Okay.
There, so, in Achinami, but we do have brachos on other creations. But why dafka, why fire? So I saw a beautiful idea also in Rav Rimon Sefer, that fire was the one creation that was made by man, according to the Medrash. Adam HaRishon made the fire. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Adam HaRishon the ability to make the fire. And Rav Soloveitchik explains that when a human being is creative, when he does something on its own, that's actually more reason. We double down to say thank you to Hashem. Because when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the capacity to create, what he's doing is allowing us to be his junior partners in this world. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates, we create. We follow in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ways. And we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us that opportunity. The bracha of Borei Me'orei Ha'ish should lead us to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be Mavdil Ben Kodesh L'chol, and to enjoy and tap into the sanctity of the upcoming Shabbos. Have a wonderful Shabbos.